Maseches Peah, Perek Beis Mishnah Vav 2:6. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, and it shows where the halacha came from that we said in the end of the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah says, Maase, it once happened, Shezar Reb Shimon Isha Mitzpah Lifnei Rabban Gamliel, that this person, Rabbi Shimon, from the place called Mitzpah, he planted his fields, literally means in front of Rabban Gamliel. Of course, it doesn't mean Rabban Gamliel was standing in his field watching. It means that it was in the era or under the jurisdiction of Rabban Gamliel, and therefore he is being implicated. He's being sort of responsible here. Va'al lishkas hagazis v'shalu. And they went up, they meaning presumably Rabbi Shimon and his neighbors, and I'll explain in a second, other members of the courts, to go ask the question at the lishkas hagazis. Lishkas hagazis means literally the chamber of hewn stone, and that was the home of the Sanhedrin. So what's happening here, the Mishnah is in brief, summarizing how a question might be brought up to the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court, to get a ruling. So the proper procedure would be that, in this case, Rabbi Shimon would go to his local bezin in his town and ask what the halacha is if he didn't know. If that local bezin didn't know, then they would send the question to Jerusalem. And there was a particular bezin there, a bezin of 23 dayanim judges at the entrance to the Har HaBayis, and they would receive questions from around the country and answer them. In the event that that bezin of 23 didn't know, they would go to a higher court yet, which was located at the entrance located on the Har HaBayis, near the entrance of the temple. And again, there'd be 23 greater dayanim over there who would answer questions that came to them. And if they couldn't answer the question, then everyone would go, at least representatives of everyone would go, to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the primary bezin, the Supreme Court of 71 Zakenim elders who would answer any questions. And in the event that there was not a lack of clarity, they would discuss the issue and ultimately they would vote on it, and the majority would rule. Nimnu v'gamru, they would vote and decide based on the principle of Acharav Lahatos, going after the majority. The majority of Sanhedrin would then rule on how to follow in a particular case. So here the story is that they, meaning Rabbi Shimon and the lower Batei Din, courts did not know the answer to this question about how to rule in a case of a crop which is made with two different subspecies, like two different varieties of wheat. Do you look at it as one or two crops for the sake of Peah? So they went up to Lishkas HaGazis to ask. Amar Nachum HaLavlar. Nachum, the scribe, was only mentioned here. This is only mentioned in the Talmud. Mekubal Ani Merebi Miyasha. Nachum says he has a tradition from Rebbe Miyasha, also mentioned nowhere else in the Mishnah of the Gemara. Shekibel Me'aba, who received it from father. That presumably would mean, at least literally, that Rebbe Miyasha got it from Nachum's father. Although there are other Girsos versions that say it's that Rebbe Miyasha received it from his father. Shekibel Min HaZugos, who got their tradition from the Zugos, that is to say the pairs. There were five pairs of leaders from Klal Yisrael. The last one, famously Hillel and Shammai. Shekiblu min ha-Nevi'im, who got the tradition from the prophets of the Tanakh. Halacha le-Moshe mi-Sinai, who have a tradition that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu Har-Sinai. That bezorei esadeu shnei mi-Nechitin, that if one plants his field with two different varieties of wheat, imasan gornachas, if he treats the two varieties as one single crop and he makes a single batch of them and threshes them and processes them together, then nosim peya achas, he'll give a single peya on the whole field, even though there are two varieties of wheat there. And shtei geronos, if on the other hand he keeps the two subspecies of wheat separately and processes them separately, two separate batches, then nosin shnei peos, he must leave two separate peos, one for each of the two varieties of wheat in his field.